I'm from Iraq. I born in Baghdad. So I went to Turkey before I came in the United States. And then I went to United States in November 17th, 2016. I have been here in the United States like a year and half and 6 months. I miss my home, I miss my friend, I miss my neighbors, I miss the people I was work with them. I built myself over there because I was 10 years old. My dad, he was teach me. He was saying that, my son, I wanna tell you something. I'm not going to stay with you forever. And your mom, same thing. So you have to take care of yourself, because when you be adult, when you be like young and then young man, you know how to take care of yourself and you will get responsibility for yourself, you know? So I was working when I was 10 years old. I was working in the park. And then I used to give my dad like every day $10. I told him, this is for you. And just like, he said, so I'm proud of you because you made yourself. And then I was working and studying. I had two jobs. So after that, when my dad passed away in 2006, it was like car bomb front our door, because my house front for Green Zone when there was American Army there. After that, I decided to close that park and open my own business. Like, before like that, I lost my uncle. He used to work with American Air Force. He was a mechanic, so he get killed also. So it was hard for me. But thanks God, I was so tough and strong. And my mom, she was always support me. She said, I'm never leave you alone. You are my son. And then I'm going just like behind you and push you. So, you know, this is all like happened for me. And then 2014, I went to Turkey. I lived in Turkey for a year and a half, and then I moved to United States. I remember when I arrived in the airport, so it was in the midnight. The agency sent for me interpreter, his name Ibrahim. So he picked me up from the airport with my family. After that, so I went to sleep. I was so tired, you know. I had long trip from Istanbul to New York and from New York to Cleveland. It was like over 20 hours. So it was different things for me. It was like different environment, different like kind of houses, different people. I met my caseworker. She comes over my house. And she was talking with my family. She was talking to me about what's going on, what she has planned for us. Plans for us. So she was saying, we're going to do for that for you guys. Because I have a special care, a special case, because my brother and sister like disabled. So she has like different program for us. She teach us and the people teach us what we do, what we have to do over here. After that, we was good. First thing, I want to see my brother and sister, like, in the right place. So, because my brother and sister, like, they need so special care, my brother. So I'm just trying to see my brother and sister fine, like us, normal like us. That's all I need. And then I'm studying now, I'm working. Like, right now they give me classes for English because my English is not perfect. And then I'm studying physical therapy, muscle activation. Yeah, so that takes for 6 years to get my master's degree. Yeah, so this is my plan for 5 years, or more than 5 years, for the future. I have too many stuff, but I need smart people to understand what I'm saying. We are not like bad people. We are not. We are doing good stuff. We are human like you guys. So just I want to say that. Just I have too many stuff, but I'm just need learn more English. I want to remember what I got before. I want to tell them everything inside me. I wish all the people live in peaceful, live safely, and they love each other. I wish that. But I believe by that. I'm not lose the hope. I'm always keep myself positive. Whatever I think, I believe by God, He will do it one day.